It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James from sunny Orlando, side of CattleCon 24. And we ran into Sebastian Meja Tercios, who is living in California now, right?
That's right, Tony. I'm living in California. I've been living there for 4 years already, doing my PhD there at UC Davis.
Okay. Now, we're at CattleCon 24, so your opportunity to come around and mingle with, I don't know, 8,000 or so others in the industry, what are you seeing here?
Oh, it's been a great opportunity. It's the third time that I come to CattleCon, and it's always a wonderful opportunity to connect with producers, with everybody who is involved in the cattle business, and it's great to see the state of the industry, where it's headed, what are the needs in the future. So the majority of my work is doing research. So, you know, getting in contact with you know, where the industry is headed is very important to me, just to think about what's next, you know, research efforts that we need to do in terms of sustainability, because that's basically what I do. I work in, you know, researching different strategies to reduce the environmental impact of beef cattle production. So always trying to, you know, put that in context, you know, what's important for the industry, if what we're doing is what the industry needs. So this is a great opportunity for me. I've always enjoyed it, and it's always been very rewarding to come to CattleCon.
Okay, so you are in California right now at UC Davis. Mm-hmm. Did you grow up in California?
I did not. I am originally from Honduras, born and raised. I've been around many places, so I did my undergrad in Costa Rica at Earth University in agronomy. So I come from an agriculture background. My grandparents were cattlemen, and so I grew up with that love for agriculture. And so, now I've turned it into my career. So I came to the U.S. and I pursued a master's degree in animal science at Texas Tech University. And then I really, I fell in love with the whole research topic about, you know, the environment and sustainability. And I saw the value for the industry in that aspect. So I wanted to continue specializing in that. And that's why I ended up going to California to work with Dr. Frank Meloner and do research in this area. So,
yeah, you know, when we talk about you know, environmental work and sustainability, Frank's name comes up oftentimes.
Yeah.
So I just wonder, as you start nearing graduation, what's the future look like for Sebastian? What is it you want to do?
Well, you know, the future, I think, holds many opportunities. I see the emphasis that the cattle industry is putting in sustainability. You know, we want to work in that. And there are opportunities that are opening up in this area. And so I would like to continue to work and we'll continue to walk on that path and, you know, try to provide some value for the industry as well. Just all these years of education, I want to do something with it. And so I would like to continue doing research, you know, continue to do research. And also, I like the communication aspect of my work. So I want to promote the research not only to other scientists, but also to the producers, the consumers, you know, people who want to know about, you know. I would like to hopefully find a role that would allow me to do that and, you know, provide something to the industry for sure.
Okay, so I guess I've just got one more question. If somebody yells out Raider in here, what will you respond with?
Say, guns up.
Power, Raider power. Your days at Texas Tech.
And yeah, I know that.
So just a great story and the impact that you're having in different places where you go, whether it's Honduras mm-hmm. or Costa Rica, Texas, California, or whatever's next. Hopefully you'll come back and see us when you get to whatever's next and update us, will you?
Absolutely. I would love to be back.
Okay. Sebastian Meja Tercios is with the UC Davis Clear Center in West Sacramento, California. But we're in Orlando for CattleCon 24. I'm Tony St. James. This is the Agribusiness Report.